Good evening, everyone. This is our 7 o'clock p.m. service, and we are continuing our series, and we call that Case Closed. I would just like to make a recap. 2 weeks ago, inumpisa ni Dean yung service natin, itong Case Closed natin. Why Case Closed? Of course, bilang mga tao, we would try to get close to God in so many ways. Sa lahat ng bagay, kailangan gusto natin makalapit sa Panginoon. Kaya nga, lagi tayo nagsisimba, lalo na pagka Semana Santa. We would try everything for us to get close to God. But the truth is, we cannot be close to God. We cannot come close, okay, Lord. In fact, it is God Himself who came down here on earth, became man, and lived like us. Siya yung lumapit sa atin. So first week, pinag-usapan natin that Jesus came. This series talks about the gospel, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago, sabi ni Dean, Jesus came. Okay, then last week, Jesus died. Okay, so hindi lang dumating dito si Jesus para iligtas tayo, but He died. Over 2,000 years ago, nakita natin yon at the cross of Calvary when He shed His own blood. Why? He doesn't have to do that, pero ginawa niya yon para sa kaligtasan natin. And you know, this is one thing I realized when Jesus died. You know, lately, ang daming mga kinikilig ngayon. In fact, ang daming kinilig sa Carrot Man. Di ba? Alam nyo ba kung sino talaga yung Carrot Man? Ito talaga yung tunay na Carrot Man. Okay? Nandito lang yan. Sa gilid lang natin yan. But you know, bakit ko pinakita to? Listen to this. You know, na-realize ko lang, yung dumating si Carrot Man, nagbuhat lang ng carrots, kinilig, ang daming tao kinilig. Yung nalaman ba natin na si Jesus nagbuhat ng krus, may kilig din ba? Pero doon ba parang pagka umuwi ka everyday, na-realize mo, Lord, grabe, I don't deserve for you to die for me. I don't deserve that you be hanged on the cross. You know, meron din bang kilig sa puso natin? Again, Jesus died, He was hanged on the cross. Ito, ang daming kinilig. Sana everyday, kinikilig pa rin tayo kay Lord. Okay? Pagka nalalaman natin, naalala natin that Jesus was hanged on the cross. Okay? Right now, we'll be talking about Jesus lives. So, life, death, resurrection. Then next week, we'll be talking about the second coming. Jesus will return. That is why, if this is your first time, I hope that we'll see you again next week because the second coming of Jesus will be a good topic for us, lalo na sa Holy Week. In fact, 2 more weeks. Okay, ito yung pag-uusapan natin. And I would just like to invite every one of you. We're gonna read from John chapter 20, verse 1 to 9. And this is the account of Jesus after He was buried, 3 days after He rose from the dead. And then this is the account where the disciples, Mary Magdalene, witnessed na there was an empty tomb. Ibig sabihin, wala na si Jesus. Totoo pala na sinabi ni Jesus that after 3 days, He will rise again. And then He will ascend to heaven. John 20 verse 1 to 9, it says here, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. This is John the Beloved. At sinabi niya, the one Jesus loved. So ibig niya sabihin, ako yun, mahal ni Jesus. And said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they had laid Him. So Peter went out with other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple, that is John, outran Peter and reached the tomb first. So unang nakarating si John. Okay? Ibig sabihin, mas mabilis tumakbo si John kaysa kay Peter. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stopping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there. And the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Now, I want you to take note of that word, folded up in a place by itself. Then in verse 8, then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Can we just pray, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us. We pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts that we may receive and understand, Lord God, and put our hope and trust on what you have done on the cross. And 3 days later, you resurrected from the dead, Lord. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just remind us, Lord God, that indeed there's always assurance of salvation, Lord God, for all of us, Lord, because of what you have done on the cross, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask this question. Sino sa inyo dito at one point of your life, napaasa ka na? Taas mo yung kamay mo, napaasa ka na? Alam mo yung umasa ka, tapos bandang uli, wala pala. Sige lang, taas mo, okay lang. Napaasa ka, alam mo yung mga tipo na, kala mo, okay, todo talaga yung taas, parang ako to, ako to. Alam mo yung, kala mo mahal na mahal ka? Yung pala, hindi. Yung pala, alam mo yung, kung makipag-usap sa'yo, makipag-text sa'yo, parang feeling mo, siguro may something sa akin to. Siguro may feeling sa akin to. Tapos wala pala. Alam mo yung feeling na iba pala yung inaasahan mo? Or, maybe some of you here, one time, kala mo, umasa ka, nakasama ka, naaalis, bis ka na. Tapos bandang uli, hindi ka pala kasama. Uy, grabe. Parang, kala ko, kasama niyo ako ah. Bandang uli, hindi ako kasama pala. Or, sino sa inyo dito, kala mo ah, you know, wala nang pasok. Kasi may bagyo. Umasa ka na hindi na papasok si ma'am o si sir. Eh, pumasok pala. Yung ibang classmates mo, pumasok din. So, nag-lesson kayo. Kinabukasan, may pasok ulit. Okay na yung weather. Then, may exam dun sa topic yesterday. Tapos, ikaw wala kang masagot. Kasi, kala mo, umasa ka, may hope ka na. Wala nang pasok to. O kaya, minsan, di ba, pagka nasa classroom na kayo, biglang may bagyo. Sabay-sabay kayo, sumisigaw, di ba? Suspended. Di ba? Parang, tapos biglang darating si ma'am, di ba? Or, baka yung iba sa atin dito, meron ba kayong kaibigan dito na, yung kaibigan na paasa? Alam mo, usapan natin ganito ha, pero hindi darating. Usapan natin ganitong oras, pero late na late. Usapan nyo, pahiramin ka, pero walang pinahiram. Talagang puro paasa. Okay? You know, talking about false hope, if you may, what we're gonna learn today is something that we could really hold on. Because whether we like it or not, the truth is, you know, masarap umasa. Lalo na kapag kilala mo yung tao na sigurado ka dito. Hindi ka madi-disappoint dito. Hindi ka masasawi dito pag nag-put ka ng trust sa kanya. You know, the truth is, lahat ng tao, kahit na malapit sa, minsan nga, kung sino pa yung malapit sa atin, doon pa tayo madi-disappoint eh. But we're gonna be talking about Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, which gives us this hope, not false hope. In fact, this resurrection is where we base Christianity. Kasi kung walang resurrection, then we should not be here. We should not be praying because wala namang kabuluhan lahat ng mga ginagawa natin in terms of our Christianity, in terms of our spirituality. That is why we'll be talking about the resurrection. Okay? Now, there are so many speculations about the empty tomb. Sabing gano'n ng mga ibang tao, hindi naman talaga nabuhay si Jesus. Some of them, they said, kaya naging empty tomb yan after 3 days. Sabi ni Jesus, after 3 days, I will rise again. Then yung nakita ng mga disciples, nakita ng mga Roman soldiers na wala na talagang tao sa loob, wala na si Jesus sa loob ng tomb, they had these speculations na ninakaw yung body ni Jesus. But you know, that is so not true. Because what we could find out dito sa empty tomb, there were witnesses. In fact, sabi nga sa scripture na binasa natin, there was a Mary Magdalene, there was a John, and Peter himself, na nakita nila it was empty. And after that, nakita nila face to face. Though sabi nga ni Jesus, don't touch me. Okay? Ibig sabihin, there's something that has to be fulfilled. Ibig sabihin nun, si Jesus, bago siya mag-ascend sa langit, okay? Sabi niya ganoon sa mga disciples niya, this is where the promise will be fulfilled when I ascended to heaven. But now, you see me face to face. Okay? Another truth that we could find about this empty tomb besides the witnesses, sabi nila, ninakaw, pero hindi talaga ninakaw. Why? Because in verse 7 of that scripture, makikita natin, the cloth was folded. When you realize it, di ba, pagka may nagnakaw sa bahay nyo, hindi naman bago umalis yan, uy, teka, ayusin ko muna yung kama nila. O, unatin ko muna yung kama, uy, teka, pagluto ko muna sila. Naku, nakakalat to. Hindi, nakasabog yan, iiwan lang yan. So, the speculation was not true because sinasabi dito, the cloth na ni-wrap kay Jesus was folded, neatly folded. Ibig sabihin, you know, walang gumala, walang nagnakaw, Jesus himself resurrected. Did Jesus folded that? We don't know. Hindi natin alam. Okay? You know, that is what we're gonna learn today about the resurrection that gives us hope Yes, Dean talked about that Jesus died, but then again, kailangan maintindihan natin, hindi lang namatay si Jesus. Because if Jesus remained dead, then our faith is useless. Ibig sabihin, wala palang kwenta yung mga pinagagawa natin. That is why there has to be resurrection. And Jesus, by His promise, resurrected after 3 days. What if there is really no resurrection? Paano kung hindi talaga nabuhay si Jesus? Na parang kwentong kutsero lang to, kwento-kwentuhan lang to, na talagang wala naman talaga si Jesus. Sabi nga sa 1 Corinthians 15, verse 13 to 17, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. So, ibig sabihin, kung hindi daw talaga nabuhay si Jesus, then, what we preach here, yung pinipreach ni Dean, ni Jerry, ni Dan, whoever, is useless. Even you yourself, when you invite your friends, tapos sinisharean nyo ng one-to-one, nagpe-pray kayo, then sinasabi nyo, you know, Jesus loves you, then nagpo-post pa kayo sa Facebook ng mga verses, it is useless. Our preaching is useless. If hindi talaga nag-resurrect si Jesus. Then in verse 15, more than that, we are then found to be false witnesses. Ibig sabihin, mga sinungaling daw tayo. Kung may nag-invite sa'yo dito, kung hindi talaga nabuhay si Jesus, ibig sabihin yung nag-invite sa'yo na classmate mo dito sa youth service, first time mo dito, in-invite ka, ibig sabihin, sinungaling pala yan. Okay? But we all know that Jesus Christ Himself resurrected from the dead. For we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead. Then in verse 16, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Again, it's useless. Ibig sabihin, nagpe-pray-pray pa tayo. Useless naman pala. Nagbabasa pa tayo ng Bible, useless naman pala. Nagpe-pray pa tayo, Lord, sana makagraduate ako. Useless naman pala yon. Our faith is futile. But we all know that Jesus Christ resurrected. That is why we will have hope. Alam natin na one day, Lord, kahit na 10 years na ako sa college ko, gagraduate pa din ako, Lord. 10 years, Lord, sisiw yan. Make it 15, Lord. Diba? Pero may hope ka. Pero kung hindi talaga nabuhay si Lord, our faith is futile. And at the same time, you are still in your sins. Think about this. That is the saddest point. If hindi talaga nabuhay uli si Jesus. Sabi nga sa scripture, sabi ni Paul, the apostle Paul, we are still in our sins. We are still slave of our sins. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha pa bang alipin ng kasalanan yan? Hindi na! Diba? You know, mula na nag-attend ng youth service yan, nag-surrender kay Lord yan, ibig sabihin, there is hope. Alam mo yung dati yung buhay niyang classmate mo, kilalang kilala mo yung classmate mo, dati talagang walang kwentang tao to eh. Di ba? Tinutokso ko pa, tinatawanan ko pa, may pa-attend-attend pa, niyayaya pa ako ng youth service, pero yung naka-attend ka, nakita mo yung buhay niya, nagbago. Then, ibig sabihin, totoo, may resurrection. Kasi nabago buhay niyang tao na yan. At ikaw, nabago yung buhay mo. So, ibig sabihin, we are forgiven of our sins because of the fact that Jesus Christ resurrected. The reason why we are talking, what if there's no resurrection, then ito yung mangyayari sa atin. Okay? And then in verse 18, then those also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Lastly, kung hindi totoo ang resurrection, tayo yung pinaka nakakaawang tao sa balat ng lupa. Hindi yung mga nasagasaan sa Marcos Highway, hindi yung mga nahulog sa building. Isipin mo na yung pinaka nakakaawang pangyayari sa isang tao, hindi pa yon. Sabi nga noon, kung hindi talaga nabuhay uli si Jesus, we are of all people most to be pitied. Ibig sabihin, every Friday, meron tayong pity party dito. Kasi tayo yung pinaka nakakaawang tao. Puro kasinungalingan pala yung sinasabi natin, but again, we know that Jesus Christ Himself confirmed na buhay. When you say you have to prove yourself, sino may gustong 500 pesos? Gusto mo? Upo ka muna. Excited ka eh. Gusto mong 500. Most people, okay? Maraming tao, in fact, maraming mga kabataan, they believed that Jesus Christ died. Namatay si Jesus. Okay? But, oftentimes, maraming mga tao na hindi sila makapaniwala na talaga bang nabuhay si Jesus. The problem is, the sad truth is, we just believe that Jesus Christ died, but we doubt His resurrection. So parang itong pera lang na to. Gusto mo? Ito. Hindi pwedeng naniniwala ka lang that Jesus lived. Parang ito. Then, yung likod. Gusto mo? Sino may gusto? Sino may gusto? Ngayon, ayaw nyo, ha? By the way, fake to. Fake money, pictures na, this is not valid. Okay? Kapag ka binigay mo to, sino ba naman tao ang tatanggap nito? Kailangan meron din print sa likod to. At kailangan totoo to. For this money to be valid. At yun yung picture ng death ni Jesus Christ at the same time, resurrection. That is why the resurrection is the validity of His deity. That proved that Jesus Christ is the Son of God because He's the only one who raised from the dead. You know, all the prophets, all the teachers of the law, they died. Pero hindi sila nabuhay na muli. But what made Jesus different from them, from the rest of them? Siya lang ang nabuhay. After 3 days, siya lang ang nakita natin that He was glorious, He was victorious over death. Just like this money. The resurrection of Christ is the basis of our faith. But what does resurrection prove? Ano ba ang pinapatunayan na resurrection? You know, ang isang bagay, para masabi mong totoo, kailangan patunayan mo. Pag sinabi mong matalino ka, kailangan patunayan mo yan. Nag-aaral ka talaga, hindi ka nangongopya. O kaya pagka sinabi mo, nagda-diet na ako ngayon eh. Kailangan makita yan. Okay? Eh di pagka ano, huwag mo nalang sabihin. Pero pag sinabi mo talaga, alam mo, nagda-diet na ako ngayon. Pero kailangan mong mapatunayan ang isang bagay. And now, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the validity of His claim. That Jesus is one Lord, the only God, the only Savior of all. Now, ano yung pinuprove ng resurrection para sa atin? First, the resurrection proved that Christ is divine. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi nating divine, He is holy, He is magnificent, He is wonderful, He is amazing, He is almighty. Sabi nga doon sa Romans chapter 1, and by being raised from the dead, He was proved to be the mighty Son of God. Dahil sa pagkabuhay niya muli, He was proved, napatunayan, that He is the mighty Son of God with the holy nature of God Himself. You know, you need to realize that Jesus Christ's death on the cross doesn't prove His deity. But when He resurrected 3 days later, then we will know na, Lord, ito pala, totoo talaga that You are Christ and You are Lord. That is the validity. That is why the resurrection of Christ proved that Christ is divine. That is why if you are still doubting, you know, about the resurrection, you know, right now, we are entering this season, this Holy Week. Ang dami na namang mga tao na pinapahirapan yung sarili nila. Alam mo yun, marami na namang tao na, you know, gustong lumapit na naman kay Lord. Kasi feeling nila, patay si Jesus. Feeling nila, Lord, kailangan kong gawin to para mas lalo mo ako matanggap. And feeling nila, powerless si Jesus pagka Friday. Kasi Friday, sabing ganun, namamatay si Jesus. Then Saturday, patay si Jesus. Then Sunday lang mabubuhay. Diba sino sa inyo dito nakarinig kaya, diba pagka bawal daw maligo ng 3 o'clock? Kasi patay si Jesus. Bawal ka masugatan. Kasi pag nasugatan ka, hindi agad gagaling. Kasi walang magpapagaling kasi patay si Jesus. Pero hindi totoo yun. That is a lie. Because the resurrection of Christ proved that Jesus is divine. Ibig sabihin, He is almighty, He is all-powerful. And that is the validity right there in Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Not just that. The resurrection proved Christ's power to forgive sin. Ibig sabihin, you know, this is the hope that we are looking for. That when Jesus Christ, you know, came to life again, when he said, I will come to life after 3 days. You know, don't mourn. Sabi niya ganun sa mga disciples niya. After 3 days, makikita niyo uli ako. At yun yung nag-prove sa atin that, Lord, ibig sabihin, may kapatawaran nga ang mga kasalanan ko. Kasi kung hindi nabuhay si Jesus, all of us here, we are still under sin. Lahat tayo makasalanan pa rin. Lahat tayo dito, feeling natin, condemned pa rin tayo. Alam mo yung lalapit ka kay Lord, parang feeling mo, Lord, baka mapaso ako dito. Meron ba sa inyo dito, one time in-invite ka, ayoko mag-attend dyan. Baka masunog ako dyan. Eh kung sunog at sunog lang, lahat tayo dito sunog na. Di ba? Lahat tayo dito sinful eh. You know, talking about the forgiveness of sin, I remember that 1998, I came to know Christ. It was a wonderful experience. I thought with all the vices, with all the things, yung mga kalokohan na ginagawa ko noon, college days ako, I thought, Lord, kaya pa bang patawarin yung kasalanan ko? But when I attended a service like this in Victory U-Belt, alam mo, feeling ko, grabe, Lord, am I worthy to be with these people? Nakikita ko yung mga tao, nagtataas ng kamay, nagwo-worship, nagpe-pray, nagbabasa ng Bible. Lord, worthy ba ako to be part of these people, to be part of this family? But during that time, when I came to know Christ, when I surrendered my life to Jesus, I realized that there is such thing as forgiveness. And I realized because of the resurrection of Christ, until now, yes, I'm sinning, but no, I believe that I'm not a slave of sin. Just like you. You know, when you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and He resurrected, you're not a slave of sin. Yes, we are still here on earth and we are still sinful people. Pero hindi na tayo alipin ng kasalanan natin. And that proved His deity, His resurrection, the forgiveness of sin. You know, I remember one time, nag-shopping kami ng wife ko. You know, pinag-shopping ko yung wife ko. Kotse, bahay. Ano gusto mo, babe? Mamili ka lang. Kaya minsan, pag naglalakad kami sa mall, talagang, ano eh, mahigpit ang hawak ko sa wife ko eh. Kasi kung saan-saan pumapasok na, ano. Ngayon, pagka dumadaan kami sa Ace Hardware, binibitawan ko, babe, mamili ka ng mga pako, ng mga martilyo. Pero one time, palabas kami ng isang shop, tumunog. Alam niyo yung may tumunog? Yung tut-tut-tut-tut. So, na-alarma kami. Kala namin, baka may ninakaw kami. Baka may dinampot tong asawa ko. Hindi ko alam, ha. Yeah. Babe, ilabas mo yan. So, chinek kami ng guard. Sabi nga noon, sir, ma'am, pwede pong i-check namin yung, ano, yung... So, sabi kong, sure, sabi kong ganun. Hinanap niya yung receipt. So, yung pinakita namin yung receipt, then sabi niya ganun, ano po, may problema lang po yung ano namin. So, pwede na po kayong dumaan. You know, I realized just thinking about this, our forgiveness is just like a big receipt. You know, that is like our pass na kapag ka sinasabi ng enemy na ganyan ka naman eh. Pa-worship-worship ka kay Lord, pero kanina may ginawa ka. But when we show the enemy that receipt, okay, hindi naman talaga yung receipt, that receipt of salvation and the resurrection of Christ, then sasabihin natin kay devil sa demonyo na, you know, I am forgiven because of the resurrection of Christ. You cannot hold me back. Hindi ka na pwedeng i-detain. Hindi ka na pwedeng ikulong kung ano yung buhay mo dati because you are forgiven. You are set free. Because of what Christ did. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. The last thing is that the resurrection proved that Christ defeated God's enemy. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 to 57, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Christ proved that there is hope, life, and forgiveness. When we say that the resurrection of Christ proved that Jesus Christ Himself defeated God's enemy. You know, the devil, from the time that he was thrown down from heaven, Lucifer himself, until now, he was waging war against God. And when the time that Jesus was crucified was brutally beaten 2,000 years ago, he thought he was winning the battle. The devil himself thought that, you know, I have the victory. Why? Nakikita niya si Jesus beaten, duguan, hanged on that cross, and then after a few hours, lifeless, and then buried. And then the devil thought, I won the battle. I have the victory. But somehow, he miscalculated everything. He never knew that after 3 days, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, will rise again. There are three job descriptions of the devil. Tatlong bagay ang trabaho ng demonyo. John chapter 10, verse 10. That is to steal and kill and destroy. But the resurrection proved that God defeated God's enemy. Ibig sabihin, you know, he defeated that plan in your life. Kung gusto ng demonyo na steal niya yung joy mo, yung peace mo, yung hope mo ngayon, you know, he defeated that. And another job description of the enemy is to kill. You know, he would kill all your plans, lahat ng mga dreams mo sa buhay, he would kill your spirit. When you're alone in your room, you know, he's trying to kill you. And he will try to destroy you. At one point of your life, when you gave in to the temptation of the enemy, now maiisip mo, the enemy will start to condemn you. And he will try to destroy you. Kaya minsan, ayaw mo na mag-attend ng service. Ayaw mo na mag-attend ng victory group. Kasi feeling mo, sama-sama mo. Kasi may nagawa kang mali, may nagawa kang kasalanan. But you need to realize that the resurrection proved that Christ defeated God's enemy. Defeated the enemy. I'm gonna bring you back to the scripture we've read in John chapter 20. Now, I want you to listen closely. There was Mary Magdalene who first saw the empty tomb. It was Mary Magdalene who first saw the empty tomb. Now, come to think of this. Who was Mary Magdalene? Mary Magdalene was, during that time before she met Jesus Christ, she was despised. She was a prostitute. She was possessed by 7 demons. Now, we could learn that she was despised, you know, she was rejected. But how come that she was the first one who approached the empty tomb? That gives the picture that, Lord, if Mary had this hope, I must have hope as well. Lord, kung itong taon to, ang dumi ng background, pero Lord, ito yung una nag-approach sa tomb mo. And I believe it's not an accident. It is the sovereign will of God for us to see that there's still hope. Kung kay Mary Magdalene nangyari yon, kahit sa akin mangyayari yon. And who came the second? It was not John. It was Peter. The second person who saw the empty tomb that there was no one there was Peter. Now, remember Peter? Peter, before Jesus Christ died, he just denied Christ 3 times. He denied him. He said to the people who's asking him, I don't know Jesus. But how come Peter, second person who saw the empty tomb, one thing that we could see here, Lord, si Mary Magdalene, si Peter, you know, these people, they have issues. They have problems. But yet, they found hope in you because of that resurrection. No, I believe the same thing for all of us. No matter what background you're into right now, kung ano man issues mo, meron ka ngayon, you know, maybe you're losing hope. You know, the Lord wants to assure you that the resurrection is the validation of our hope. Meron tayong pag-asa. Lord, because of resurrection, hindi ka lang namatay, nabuhay ka uli. Ibig sabihin, Lord, I have hope. Whatever circumstance that I'm facing right now, I believe that that secures us. Again, the resurrection of Christ proved that there is hope, life, and forgiveness. There is victory. You know, the Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
The old has gone, the new has come. And you know, that is what the resurrection does to all of us. Because the resurrection proved that Jesus is divine and there's forgiveness of sins. And most of all, that He defeated the enemy. Therefore, there's now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But you know, somehow the truth is, the reality is, we are losing hope. You know, when trials, when challenges, when testing hits us, you know, it's like, Lord, I'm about to give up. Lord, I'm trying to fight, but somehow, Lord, I'm losing hope. Lord, I'm about to wave the white flag. Lord, sa family namin, may problema, hindi ko kaya. Kung Lord, kaya pa bang malampasan to? Lord, sa school namin, hindi ko alam kung makakagraduate ba ako. I'm losing hope. Lord, hindi ko alam kung, Lord, maayos pa ba yung relationship ko sa family ko, sa kapatid ko. I'm losing hope. You know, I believe the Holy Spirit is right here. And the Lord wants to embrace some of you here. And you're about to give up. Just always look upon the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. And you will find peace and hope. Because that is the validity of His Lordship, of His deity. So I want to pray for some of you here tonight. You know, if you're that person, you are discouraged today. Maybe you are disappointed. Maybe you're down spiritually, emotionally. And maybe walang nakakaalam nito. Maaaring yung kaibigan mo hindi alam to. But, you know, God knows everything. God wants to secure you. You know, if that's you, don't lose hope. Always look on the cross and the resurrection of Christ. You know, you're about to give up. You're telling God, Lord, ang hirap na. Sobra ng hirap nitong dinadala ko. You know, just be transparent before God. You know, God knows your longing. God knows your that emptiness in your heart. And the Lord wants to heal you right now. Lord, I lift to you, God, these people. God, I thank you, Lord God, because in you we can find hope, Lord. We can find peace. We can find joy. Lord, I pray, God, for these people, Lord God, your sons and daughters, Lord God. Lord, as they humble themselves before you, Lord God. Lord, realizing, Lord God, that indeed it is only you who could give them assurance. Lord, I pray, God, that you would strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God, that they may find joy, Lord, from you. Lord, kung ano man ang pinagdadaanan nila ngayon sa family nila, Lord, sa school nila, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, bigyan mo po sila ng, Lord, ng grace, Lord, ng strength, Lord, ng wisdom, Lord God, how to face testings, Lord God, sa life. Lord, sa family nila, Lord, even their personal life, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, that they will not lose hope, that they will not give up, but they will always find rest in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, because you are our greatest hope, Lord God. In Jesus' name.